This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. Iran is vowing to avenge the death of its leading nuclear scientist, who was assassinated outside Tehran Friday.
Israel declined to immediately comment on the killing of Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, who Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu once called out in a news conference saying, "Remember that name." Israel has long been suspected of carrying out a series of targeted killings of Iranian nuclear scientists nearly a decade ago. State TV says Fakhrizadeh was attacked by armed terrorist elements. He died at a local hospital after doctors and paramedics couldn't revive him. I'm Zeria Shakli.
An Iranian diplomat and three other Iranians went on trial in Belgium Friday, accused of planning a bomb attack in France in 2018. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
Belgian prosecutors charged Vienna-based diplomat Assadullah Assadi and three others with plotting an attack on a rally of the Paris-based National Council of Resistance of Iran, also known as NCRI. In the event, U.S. President Donald Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, gave a keynote speech. Authorities say the attack was foiled by a coordinated operation between French, German, and Belgian security services. Assadi was the third counselor at Iran's embassy in Vienna. French officials have said he was in charge of intelligence in southern Europe and was acting on orders from Tehran. The Islamic Republic has repeatedly dismissed the charges, calling the attack allegations a, quote, false flag stunt by the NCRI, which it considers a terrorist group.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. This is VOA News.